The Intel-NVIDIA chip collaboration story is one of those technology announcements where the details matter enormously. A leaked roadmap suggests a product codenamed Serpent Lake, targeting a Q1 2028 launch, that would integrate an NVIDIA RTX GPU tile directly into an Intel processor package. If accurate, this would be the first time Intel and NVIDIA have collaborated on integrated silicon, historically fierce competitors in different segments, but rarely co-designing hardware together.
The technical significance is about power and space efficiency. Currently, a laptop or desktop that needs both CPU compute and GPU compute requires separate chips connected via relatively slow interface standards. Packaging them together on the same substrate dramatically increases the bandwidth between them and reduces power consumption. For AI inference workloads at the edge, running AI models on your device rather than in the cloud, this kind of integrated architecture is potentially transformative.
Qualcomm saying it's developing over 40 AI device designs is the ARM-based competitor's response to this same trend. The race to put capable AI compute into devices, laptops, phones, embedded systems is accelerating across every major chip architecture. The question for the industry is which ecosystem of AI applications develops fastest around each chip platform, because the software often matters more than the silicon in determining market outcomes.
The Arch Linux Aurora attack and registration freeze is a story for the developer community specifically. The Arch user repository is a community-maintained collection of software packages, and if attackers have compromised the registration system or injected malicious packages, it potentially affects a significant number of developers who rely on AUR for their tooling. Arch Linux is a distribution particularly popular among technically sophisticated users who often work in professional software development or security research, which makes the target selection notable.
Shiny Hunter's leaking 137,000 school staff records from Infinite Campus is an extortion group story that hits particularly close to home for educators. Infinite Campus is widely used student information system software. The group demanded a ransom. The company apparently declined to pay, and the data, names, phone numbers, physical addresses, support ticket contents, is now publicly accessible on Have I Been Pwned. The physical address exposure is the most concerning element because it creates potential physical safety risks for educators.
The New York judge blocking a subpoena for ChatGPT records in a lawsuit is a significant legal data point for AI privacy. We don't know all the details of the underlying lawsuit, but the judicial decision to protect those records from discovery reflects an emerging legal debate about whether AI conversation logs are protected and under what circumstances they can be compelled in litigation. As AI assistants become more widely used, the evidentiary...
Let's do some lighter stories before our What If We're Wrong close. Justin Gaethje earned a record $825,000 in cryptocurrency bonuses at a UFC event held at the White House. The White House hosting a UFC event is itself an image. It reflects the Trump administration's cultural positioning and the mutual affinity between the UFC brand and certain political constituencies. The crypto bonus structure, rather than traditional cash, signals how prize money is increasingly denominated in digital assets for events with crypto sponsors.
Chris Stapleton and the Smashing Pumpkins headlining July 4th at the LA Coliseum is an interesting pairing. Country-adjacent Americana and alternative rock royalty from the 90s at a massive outdoor venue for a national holiday concert. The event reflects Los Angeles's ambition to own major patriotic programming despite the city's political identity, which has sometimes created tension with national holiday branding.
Now let's do our What If We're Wrong exercise, and the story I want to apply it to is the Iran deal. The consensus right now is remarkably confident. Trump announced it, Vance confirmed inspector access, Polymarket repriced from 8% to near certainty, and most analytical coverage is treating the deal as done. What if that confidence is misplaced?
The strongest counterargument starts with the UN snapback mechanism. Under the original JCPOA architecture, once snapback sanctions are triggered, reestablishing sanctions relief requires navigating a UN Security Council process where Russia and China have leverage. If European powers invoke snapback, and several have indicated they might, arguing Iran violated the previous agreement, The sanctions relief Iran was promised could be legally blocked regardless of what Trump announced.
Second assumption worth questioning, that the Iranian government has actually agreed to the specific verification measures Vance described. Nuclear inspectors will return is a statement made by an American official. Iran's own government communications on the specific inspection access terms are notably more ambiguous. The history of nuclear negotiations with Iran includes multiple instances where each side publicly described agreements in terms that diverged significantly from what the other side believed had been agreed.
Third, the regime's internal politics. The executions of January protest participants this week suggest that the hardline faction within Iran's power structure is not losing influence. Any deal that requires significant transparency concessions, which meaningful inspector access does, will face domestic opposition from military and religious factions that view their nuclear program as an untouchable sovereign right. Supreme Leader Khamenei would need to overrule those factions, and there's limited evidence he has done so decisively.
So what do we watch for? The specific signals that would indicate the deal is more fragile than the current narrative suggests. Watch for Iran's official statements on inspection access, if they characterize it as routine monitoring versus comprehensive IAEA access to undeclared sites. Those are very different things. Watch for whether the European powers invoke the UN snapback mechanism in the next 30 days. And watch for whether polymarket contracts stay near certainty after the initial enthusiasm fades or begin repricing back toward uncertainty as the implementation details become clearer.
If we're wrong about the deal being as solid as announced, the indicator to track is the IAEA's own public statements. The agency is typically careful but precise about the nature of access it has been granted. If Director General Grossi describes the returning inspector's mandate in narrow rather than comprehensive terms, that's a signal that whatever was agreed falls short of what the U.S. announcement suggested.